ויאמר השם אל אברום, לך לך מארצך וממולדתך ובסביבך אל הארץ אשר אראך. אז ברמב"ם, במשנה לאבס, אז פה אדם, עשור ניסיונו נסנסו אברום אבינו, עולו ושולם, ועומד בכולו. אברום אבינו had עשור ניסיונו, and he passed all of the Asor Nisyonos. Ve'omad Bekulom, Avraham Avinu passed all of the Asor Nisyonos. The Rambam brings a list. What is the Asor Nisyonos Shenisnas Avraham Avinu? And the Rambam writes down in the list, the first one was Lech Lecho, to leave everything what he did and to go to a different place. And he listened. So we have to understand exactly what was the Nisayon and Lech Lecha. But the bigger question is, the biggest Nisayon is, this first Nisayon is Lech Lecha. And then in the last parasha, we had Ur Kasdim, Avraham jumps into the fire. Not to Mishtachav to the Getchka. So the Nisayon is Lech Lecha, the first Nisayon is Lech Lecha. And before Shem explained, that the Nisayon not to be Mishtach v'latzelem is not such a hard Nisayon. Now I'll explain. Avraham Avinu had a Asor Nisayonos. You think only 10? He never woke up in the morning, it was hard for him. But the answer is, it doesn't mean that Avraham never had more Nisayonos. He had 10 master Nisayonos. We're not speaking about the daily argument. It's bringing the regular Nisyonos. So he had 10 big Nisyonos. The Rambam says in Pirush and Mishnah is Lech Lecho is the first Nisyon. Ozu Pshad Lech Lecho is the first Nisyon. The Ozu Nekur Kazdim, Avraham went around and said, Hashem is there like you. Nimrod said, Mishtach v'latzalem. He says, no, I'll kill me. People could pass such a Nisyon. Lech Lecho was a Nisayon that was not black and white for two reasons. First, Avraham Avinu had a whole Kiruv system. It says, Reilach Avraham, Sanefesh Asher Osu Bechorin, Rashi says, Sanefesh Osu Bechorin, Shechnis et Aras Kanfe Ashkin, Avraham Megayrez Anoshim, So Megayrez Anoshim. So it was a whole place, a whole system. Avraham Megayrez Anoshim, so Megayrez Anoshim. Leave the whole organization and start from fresh. Doesn't make sense. Maybe it's a misunderstanding. What is so important that I will not live here? I'll not live in Bar Park, I'll move to Lego. I might have come in to Bar Park Lego, I might have come in there. I could stag in Bar Park, the same thing like in Lakewood. Or the opposite, I don't know where is the issue is today, but changes from time to time. And to do that Nisayon, that is a Nisayon. Black and white is not a Nisayon. It's poshut. The Nisayon is, not that Rashi says, Asor Nisayon Nisnaso Avraham Avinu Ve'omad Bekulom ולא הירר אחריי. Even the fact that Avraham passed the 10 Nisyonos was not a major thing. It says in the Akedah that Hashem told Avraham to shecht Yitzchak. Then Hashem told him, not to. Omar Avraham, afarash lechosi chosi. Hashem, I don't understand. First you told me, ki b'Yitzchak yikor lechosor. Then you told me, aleyu. Now you're telling me, no. Tell me, what is going on? Obviously, Avraham had a problem. Hashem told him, "Kibi Yitzchak yikor lechazera." Now he tells him to shecht. Avraham was not a chotzuf. When you tell the shecht, you don't ask questions because the question comes because you don't want the shecht. When he tells you not to shecht, okay, he says, "Now I'm mamish don't understand. You told me to shecht. Why not to shecht?" So Avshach spoke about it a lot. The big part of Avraham Avinu when he was asking the question, when he was told not to do that keder, ato yodati ki yoreh lo kimato. But Avraham Avinu in the Akedah, the struggle was not losing the kid. The struggle was, Hashem said, "Ki be Yitzchak yikor lechazera." It doesn't make sense what is going on here. The Nisyanis of Avraham were the struggle, the Nisoyan. The person has to know, it's brought down in Sforim, that these parshas are be'etzem, the Ramban explains it over the whole parsha, what is going to happen to the Yidden over life, as Maisa Ove Simon Labonim, that is really a part of what we are passing. Everyone has his private lech lech. But he has to in life to decide to take a move. And that is the real Nisoyan that a person has. And if you manage to do that Nisoyan, then you could become Takasam Zidu. And again, a lot of people have the Ukazdim, but the Ukazdim it's easy. Someone offers him a Nat Kosher phone, he says no. That is the easy. Oh, but to move from the room of the oil of a little bit cool, not so bad. To a yeshivish room, not so clear. What is the difference really? I could be in both good. To move to a better yeshiva, a better neighborhood. This is the lech lech. This was the lech lech. And I heard once a givaldik kazach, and so pushing. Avraham Avinu says it's a nefesh asher osu b'chorah. I know it's different answers. So Avraham was megayres ha'anoshim, b'sor was megayres ha'anoshim. Where are these geirim? Where they are? Where are all these hundreds of people? What happened to them? Where they are? You can see where they are. What, Toronto? Where they are? Disappeared. Aber von Avraham Avinu became Yitzchok, Yankov. So in the present moment when Hashem told him to leave, he felt mamish, a waste. I have a whole system, hundreds of people balei tshuva here, five or some samechs around me with 28 shatevis, a whole system in Chorin. In the new place, no one knows who I am, I'm older, I don't think I'll manage. But if you look after 2,000 years, Klal Yisrael came out from Lech Lecho, and nothing from his system stayed. A lot of times you look on the short vision, you think, I lost. In the long, I'll tell you a Maisa, you know, I call this Maisa the middle of the Maisa. So I don't know the end of the Maisa. But it's a Maisa that is the middle of happening. That's what is nice about these mice when they're in the middle of happening, that not after you have to believe me that the stories happen. So I was last week, 2 weeks ago, I was in Toronto. I had a very good visit in Toronto. It's not my best visit in any place, somewhere in the States in my life. A very successful visit. But I'm not going into that part now. But chutz in the siyata d'shmaya that visit, and all the people that I met were very nice to me. There was one person that I wanted to get into, to make him love a mouth with him together. The person that I stayed by was very important for him. That guy could also help a lot. So he went, approached the kid. The kids tried to convince their father. Say his name is recorded. Say son-in-laws. Everyone tried to record him to convince him to make a big love mark. He said, "Nissen Kaplan. I never heard of the name. Don't know who he is. Make a mark as a Kaplan. I don't know who he is." And my guy gets so insulted, so hurt. And I came. Like, I saw the insult on their head. And I told him, "You don't have to be insulted. I have to be insulted. Someone doesn't know me, it's my problem, not his problem. If I will learn more, maybe I'll be more famous. If someone doesn't know you, whose problem it is? You. You'll be more popular, he will know you. Come and say, well, you don't know who is the fans? What do you mean? So it's your problem if he doesn't know who you are. Not his problem, right? If you would be Malachi and David, he wouldn't know who you are, yeah? I'm going to answer, I'm sure. So anyway, okay, the guys were very insulted. I told him, just calm down, we'll focus on what we have in Baruch Hashem. The guy calls me yesterday. My talmidim that are in charge of Toronto. Tells me, you have to hear the story. This son-in-law called me up. Told me, Hefner, my father-in-law has a kvias. A couple times a year, he lives with Yaakov Hillel on the phone. Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, Chacham Yaakov Hillel. Once a year, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel comes and stays by him for 3 days. When he stays by him, one day he gives a shir to the family. Everyone comes, son, daughter-in-laws, daughters, everyone. Anoshim, Anoshim, Hakel. Everyone has to come to the shir of Yaakov Hillel and the house of this Balabas. Yaakov Hillel came, everyone, all of us came, you know, Ish Bal Yada, and he spoke about Emunas Chachom. Emunas Chachom. Telling them all of the story. Then he says that was a year that was very, very close to Rav Shteyman. Not very, very, very close to Rav Shteyman. Every secret of Shteyman is close to Rav Shteyman. Then one day Rav Shteyman told him something that was true, but politically was not correct to speak about it. And that person went and spoke about it. And it became a whole tumor in the whole world around it. There was a big blog came out, and everyone was harassing him, and then there was problems, and dinners were canceled, and all different things were happening. And that person, you know, he just said over what Rav Shteyman said, you know, he had a Munas Chachom, and he followed his record. And then this person opened the yeshiva and became very successful, b'chulei, b'chulei, b'chulei. So, okay, this was his whole shir for the family. So his Balabas tells Yaakov Hillel, what's the name of this guy? So Yaakov Hillel said, he's a Kaplan. So he turns over to his kids. I don't understand, there's such a person in the world, why you never brought him over to me? Say, Tahi, you wanted to come in? He said, no. Now, what I want to say about this story, and I don't know what will happen in the story, that'll be second chapter. We'll get to it. We'll tell you what happened at the end of the story. But what I'm trying to say is, when that story happened, oh, you know about it, you don't know about it, you know about it? Well, guys, I can't go into the details now. It was a very major story. It was a major story. You know about it a bit. You don't know about it? You for sure you know about it. It's like a major, major story. And like it looked like I will not breathe after they wanted to arrest me. No. Like I would say they're like one of the worst things that happened to me. Right? At that time when it was happening. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, in the end, that could be the thing that will make the best thing for you. I mean to say, when a person, Lech Lecha is teaching Avram, Chazal said it was an Nisoyin. Yeah? Maybe I said one shot, it's not enough time to go into Mur Hesbeim, why it's an Nisoyin. But Lech Lecha is a major Nisoyin for Avram Avinu. And the main Nisoyin is because he's leaving what he has, he's very established, he's doing Avodas HaKodesh, and he feels that here he could convince people, everyone knew to come to do tshuva. Ramban later says, Vayikra b'shem Hashem. Before everyone knew already, here he had to start to tell everyone again, who is Hashem. He did his job. He thought he's losing. But when we look 2,000 years later, everything what he did was worth, it was useless. For sure he was mazik tachas kai v'ashina. It was useless. You know, people didn't answer a different mahalach on the whole Geres of Avram, but the whole Musaf that not everyone is able to have a result today was b'schus this game from Avram Avinu. This is a different mahalach. And before Avram Avinu, people were just able to have a result, like in India. Avram managed to bring to the world the knowledge of Siddur Ribbono Shel Olam. This means Avram was Megaya. Now, then became three religions that are around the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Musaf that is a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, and it's not you just mishtach with Hashem Yishvul Arech, that would have wrong managed, and this is really what the goyim are. Most of the goyim are not Oyd Avin Zohar, mishtach with Eitz Ve'Evin. Chaim says, Lech Lecho Me'Arzecho Me'Latecho Me'Beis Avicho. If I tell you, I say, leave your house, you leave your street, leave your neighborhood, leave your city, leave your country. The Pasuk says, leave your country, leave your nature, your I don't know what exactly is Meladetecho. Or, I mean, Beis Avicho, leave your house. The order had to be different. First you leave your house. Then you leave the Meladetecho. Then you go out of the country. So Chaim said, if the pasuk would say, "Ber beisuvicho melatecho me'artzecho," so Be'etzim is one mitzvah to go somewhere else. How you go out? You leave your door, your street. The pasuk puts the order different. So it's first a mitzvah me'artzecho, melatecho beisuvicho. So then, and everyone you mekayim a mitzvah. The pasuk says, "La'oretz asher areko." Chazal say why it says in Oretz Asher Areko, Hashem didn't tell him to wear. Liten lo yischar al kol psiyo v'psiyo. So the Stibler explains that there's two hesbeir. One hesbeir, when a person, I tell a person to go to Yerushalayim. So when he goes to Yerushalayim, it's mekayim a mitzvah. I tell a person, go and I will show you where to go. So every step is a mitzvah. If Avraham would have to go to Eretz Yisrael, so going to Eretz Yisrael would be the mitzvah. The way would be the Hechshav mitzvah. Leharbus nischar kol psiyo v'psiyo el ha'oretz asher areko. I'm not telling you where. Another thing this type says, when a person knows where he's going, the way is very short. When you're driving and it's endless, you can go out of your mind. The nisayon of Avraham Avinu was he did not know where he's going. If he knew, I'm going out of here, I'm going to there, and they walk. Walk. You don't know how long it is. When you sit in traffic, if you don't have a way to tell you that in 10 minutes it's over, and you say, like, now what is going on? Now what? I'm going to have to sit for 20 hours, you go out of your mind. You look at the ways, in 5 minutes it's open. You're not even angry for a second. This is what the staff says. If Hashem will tell him where he's going, he would get schar, but a much more small schar. That's what he's going to go to. So the Goyen already tells, it says, I will bench the people that will bench you. And the people that will curse you, I will curse them. So in the bracha it says before, I will bench the people that will bench you. The one that will mekalel you, I will mekalel them. Why the bracha it says that Hashem will bench before? And the Klala says, what is the difference? The answer is, it's called Pshat. One Pshat is saying the Goyen, if a rich person will want to give a bracha to someone, what he will tell him? Private yacht, private jack, house of Florida, yeah? He has a song, he wants to bench him. A poor person will give someone a bracha of Hashem, it's hope of us to Hessen, Gam Salem. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that the people that will bench us will give us festive brachas. So the people that want to bench us, Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses them before, Va'avorcha Mevorechecho, so when they bench you, with bright guide. But the people that want to mekalel, so Lama Zogim, if a person that is poor wants to mekalel you, I'll tell you, cut your hands, your feet. Someone has everything. He's a poor tzoras, yeah? His tooth is hitting, killing him. Your teeth will also hurt you. You go bankruptcy. This is his musogim of klole. So the mekalalim, Hashem doesn't mekalal them only after the mekalal you. Because if you mekalal them before, the klole will be a terrible klole, yeah? Someone had lost 10 kids. You mekalal the other guy, you lose also 10 kids. So maybe, avorcho mevorechecho, mekalelcho or. Lo ze pshat is that machshov teva kishbochu mitzarfa lemaise. So avor cho mevorechecho. People that want to bench, I give them a bracha before. And mekalel cho only after they do it. Lesa anoza givaldik pshat one of the achroinim, it's anoza kasha, the meshechoch mefrei. It says, v'avor cho mevorechecho, beloshon rabbi. U mekalel cho, beloshon oro. Why mevorechecho is beloshon rabbi, u mekalel cho is beloshon yochid. So Meshechochma says, because people start to bench the Yidden, and they see that it's worthwhile. You give a bracha to a Yid, you become benched. So everyone starts to give brachas. Klalas, people run away. So he says like this. So Mevorecho is a lot, Mekalecho is only one. So he says, so now I'll say Pshat, why it says, Va'avorcho, Mevorecho, Mekalecho, Oro. Because Va'avorcho is more Mevorecho. Before Va'avorcho will not be Mevorecho, it will be only one person. But because it's va'avorcho, it's mevorechecho. Or because, mashengen beklava, אז במילה, it says בלושן יופי. ויאמר סורה אישתו, הנה נא יודעתי כי אישו יפס מרעת, ואויו כי אירו איסוך המצרים, ואומרו אישתו זויס, והורגו איסי ואיסוך יחיו. אמרו נא אחויסי עד למען יתבלי בעבורך, וחויסו נפשי בגלולך. So I want to show you a גוואלדיק פשט, but look inside, look good inside, and פרק יוד בייס, פוסק יוד גיל. אמרו נא אחויסי עד, here you have a חומש here, you have your חומש here. Imri no achoisiyat, please say you my sister. Leman yitav li ba'avurech, v'choyso nafshi biglolech. When you read this pasuk, it's like the lowest way to say it. Say you my sister, Rashi says, you know, so they'll give me presents, and I'll be the brother of the queen. And also, by the way, you know, they will not kill me, Baruch Hashem, because first, don't talk about money. But first say, I want to say, Leman, choyse nafshi biglolech, ve'yitav li ba'avurech. Perek Yud Beis, Posuk Yud Gimel. So the pshat is as it. Why he told her, Imri no achoyse yot? Say, stop, you're not my wife. Now you're my sister. The answer is, if you will say you're not my wife, so what happened, you're not my sister, so what happened to all of these, the whole country, Mitzrayim, this beautiful girl came, and this old man walking near her. What it is? No shaykhs. Two altakachis came in the middle of the night. Say, you're my sister, and you, Mr. Pretty, and my brother, he likes money. So he comes around with me, he hopes to get something. So they will buy it. If I'm not your brother and I'm not looking for getting money, why am I coming with you? So this was the plan. Imri no achoisiyat, leman yitav li ba'avurech, he wants the presents, and b'meile v'choiso nafshi biglolech. That is the reason they will not kill me. But if they will not understand that I'm trying to get the money. And obviously it was so good because in the end, he got money because he was a husband. But even before that, it says, look, Vayiru esor, vatilokach isha b'isparoi, ulavrom heitiv ba'avuro, vayir lotzonu boko v'chamorim avoides. This would really happen. So it's not stam, pum, power gave them a lot of money. This is what Avram has planned. Avram says, I need money, this is what you will tell them, and this will happen. Look at the Pasuk. Leman yitav li ba'avurech, these are the words, right? In Pasuk Yud Gimel. Look in Pasuk to Zion. Ula Avram heitiv ba'av. This was exactly his plan. You will say, I'm your sister, you're my sister, they will give me money. And b'meleh, they will save me. The question is, the Gemara says, Avram afilu b'didei lo yistakel. Avram never knew that Sora is nice. Atu yodati ki ishe yifas marat. Rashi says, Medrash agodo ad achshav lo hikir b'mitoich tzniu shebashneim. Achshav hikir aldei maise. What was the maise? One of the two, the Sisrachov brings down. Or that she had to pick up her clothes when she went in the water. Or, in the water, he saw the fraction, right? That's the right word? What?
Reflection.
So the flip shot is very posh. So was it snow? He never saw. She had to pick up her clothes and he saw. Second shot, he saw the reflection. I heard it was a shot. The question is, Avraham Avinu, also the guy said, Isha Achi Reno, Avraham Avinu never saw Sora. So some say Pshat that he saw before they got married, but he didn't know that she stayed pretty. Some say if you're not planning to look later, you don't have to look at the beginning. It's no. I heard what's a Givaldi contract. For sure you saw Sora. Are you like the Sora? And he was very happy to marry the Eli Kisora. He was very happy to marry the Eli Kisora. Sora made him shine. Avraham Avinu Torah, that is the Kedusha of Sora. The Eli Kisora. The guy will not go for it. They like grub and gross. Eilikai only Yidna appreciate. Eilikai doesn't go in the mirror, you don't see the Eilikai. You only see the body, the bus of Adam. The Kedusha, the mirror doesn't catch the Kedusha. So, Avraham Avinu Torah, the pretty what Sarah is, because she's Kedusha v'Torahiro. But the Mitzvah will never appreciate that. But when she went near the water, she saw the reflection. And the water is only Basal Vadam. If you look pretty also in the water, the mitzvah will take it.
I didn't know it was a lady.
Well, that's a different question. But that's a different question. I'm saying a different child. I'm not discussing that child. That's a different child. If you never saw Isha, how you didn't know? Maybe everyone is like that. That is the question. That was a Bochur and Punish. That was a different question. How? But yeah, but I can't explain the answer, Rabbi. But that was a question when I was a Bochur and Punish. I was busy with that question. You hear me? He never saw his wife. He says the mitzvah will watch you. Maybe everyone looks like that. Mishnah, if a guy sees he saw 20, this is the best one. He never saw. He never looked at the tzura v'isha. But there's different tools, we'll leave it. Here's another part, and also later, Vayikra Pauli l'Avraham Vayemo Mazei Sosiso Lomo Lo Igalta Li Ki Ishtechoi. Why didn't tell me it's your wife? Lomo Amalta Achoisi. Again, we see Paroi, when Paroi is upset, he also repeats both things. Lomo lo yomarto ishtecho, why you didn't say it's your wife? Lomo omarto achois. So before Shem explains, this will answer what we said before more, that it says, en Esther mageres es amo ves moilanto, asher tzivo leo mordechai asher lo tagid. Rashi explains why she didn't say who she is. Because then Achashverosh for sure will marry her. Because she's from Chashver family. He told Stam a lady, and even so he married her. So Avraham was a Chashver. Paro said, if you would say that she's not your sister, Stam a lady, maybe I will not take her. But you said she's your sister. So you caused me, the sister was the reason that we will marry her. It fits a little bit. Me'imri Achoisi. They will take you because you will say you're my sister. Malki Tzedek Melech Sholom Hoitzi Lechem V'Yayin V'U Koyin Le'el El Yoyin. Rashi says, Kach Oysim Le'Egea HaMilchomo. Heir Olo Yishem B'Libo Olo V'Shehoig Es Bonov. V'Yim Rocheyu, V'Yim Baruch Avrom L'Kel El Yoyin K'ne Shemayim V'Oretz Baruch K'el El Yoyin Hashem Migin Tzorecho B'Yodecho V'Yiten Lo Yimaiser Mikoyin. So what is V'Yiten Lo Yimaiser Mikoyin? What is Mikoyin? So the Mefarshim bring down that it says later in the pasuk, "Vayomer Melech Zdeim El Avraham, Titen Li Hanefesh VeHarachush Kach Lecho." Vayomer Avraham Melech Zdeim, "Arimoisi Yodi El Hashem, Im Michut VeHatzreich Na'al, VeIm Egev Mikol Asher Lecho, VeLoitemer Ani Yesharti Es Avraham, בלעדיי, רק אשר אוכלו הנאורים וחלק האנושים, אבל חוץ מדע, take back everything. פרק במשכוך, if you took back everything, so for what I gave him my soul. He gave it back, right? So for what he gave him Ma'aser. So even Meshachochma, he gave him back, before he gave it back, he gave him Ma'aser, and then he gave it back to Melaster. No? So Ma'aser Bnei Brak, he was walking in the building, he found money. He wanted to take it. And then he decided to put up a sign, Hashem HaSaveda. He put up a sign. Hashem HaSaveda. The guy comes and says, I lost it. The guy says, you have some money. Okay. It says, give it back to me. He says, I'll give it back to you. The man said, you are miyash. There's no simon. But I'll give it to Mishu HaSadin. But because I'm giving it to Mishu HaSadin, so they went to speak to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim told him that the guy can give you back the 100 shekel, but the man said, it's his. So if he gives you back a mice, he owes mice 10 shekels. He only can give you back 90. So he gave him back 90. Then he told the guy that got it, you really didn't deserve to get it. So you got 90. So you have to give out mice 9. So he was left with 81. And Chaim bought him a raya from here. Avraham Avinu gives back to Melech Zloim. So the Mishnah Chochma, but before he gave it back, he gave mice. So, once I was in England, I told you that one part of that story. About my shver after the chasna, and we called from the English band. Mr. Gurwitz, someone just wired now into your account £10 million. You're expecting it? So he was about to say no, so I took the phone and I put it down. I said, why have to say no? Tosako. He said, no, I'm not too sad. Don't do so. I said, your son-in-law needs the money. I said, don't understand. You're a tzaddik. I need it. Why don't you be a tzaddik? Now you're a chesed of your daughter. No, Shum, but my boyfriend and I don't do such things. I'm going to call him, but it's not mine. I said, okay, but the ma'aseh is yours. You chayav the ma'aseh. You have to know if you give back the $10 million, you need to give $1 million. So, have a guy for Chaim Kanievsky for this week's parsha. So he told me, it's a Mefusha Gemara, not like that. Gemara says that one of the Amiroi bin Parnosa says, Talmidim went and bought him a donkey, and they found on the donkey a diamond. Okay, so they told him, Rebbe, now you'll be rich, you don't have to work anymore. He said, Chamor rekonise, margalise lekonise, I didn't buy it, I'm going to give it back, it's total saku. So, Hashem asked the kasha, so he gave it back. The halacha doesn't have to give it back. So now the diamond was his. Where the building? When he gave it back, what happened to the ma'aser? The answer is, Reb Chaim was choizer. That the ma'aser, not Meshachoch, it's the afloor, and I'm your. It's the afloor, and I'm your for a name on the terrace. So now when a person gives back lifnei Mishu HaSadin, he doesn't have to give ma'aser. It's kilu, he's not koiner. If a zei vayt that he's giving it back, he doesn't have a das to be koiner. And even if he was not sure in the beginning if he would give it back or not, he does not sure. But it's kilu missing in the kinyan. So the shayla is why Avraham gave ma'aser mikoyer. The answer is by Avraham Avinu, it was not a metzia. It was koiner within kibush milchama. Kibush milchama becomes yours. So the money became his. So while the money became his, so the world says, it's Meduik in the Pasuk. Look inside. Malkitzedek Melech Sholem hoitzi lechem v'yayin v'u koyen lekeleria. Rashi says, kach oisim leyegeyem milchomo. People, one wins a war, you bring him bread and wine. And the minute that Melchizedek gave Avram bread and wine, he said, ah, it's a milchoma. Now I have to give you ma'aser. Before, he said, it was no ma'aser, I'm going to give it back to Melech Zloim. Why to give you ma'aser? I'm not going to keep it. But you told me that it's yegei ha-milchama. You told me that I was zeichas milchama. If I'm zeichas milchama, then I have to give it back to you. Stop it.